This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. And Ben, you are headed on the road with your crew this weekend. You're going to Vancouver, except there's one little detail. They made dinner reservations, and they didn't include the guy who got the trip done. You weren't invited by your crew to dinner. What the hell kind of world are we living in?
I don't know. It's good to be on with you guys. It's bizarre world. Yeah. So the other day, like, we had planned, this trip had been planned. A friend of my overnight show wanted me to come to Vancouver. He wanted to bring the entire crew that I work with. And so the other day I was talking to the people I work with. I was like, hey, what are we doing? Let's kind of make some plans so we can all hang out together. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm old school, Bob. I'm thinking, like, we're going to bond. You know, there's some bonding going on here. We're going to be in a place none of us have been to in Vancouver, which I hear is a beautiful city in Canada. I can't wait to visit it. And I'm like, we're going to hang out. We're going to go see the city and enjoy the city. And much to my amazement, they had already made plans. And I was not included. They're going to some Michelin star restaurant in Vancouver, and they told me, you don't really need to go or whatever. You're not invited. And I was like, initially I was kind of shocked by the whole thing, and then I took counsel with you and other people and realized, what are you doing? Like, this is one of the most ridiculous things, because I was just not raised that way. So for me, it was rather shocking. And it's still shocking. The most shocking part is they've doubled down on it. That's the part that has really gotten to me.
Do you find that you guys have now a new relationship, that it's starting now from ground zero? Because this seems pretty cost effective, pretty disrespectful. I feel like you got to look at people in a different light of the way Ben Maller does things.
Well, yeah, listen, Dusty, it's obviously not the ideal situation. It's been a little rocky the last couple of days and all that. And we'll get through it, and we'll move on. And I don't know that we'll be hanging out much, but we will do the show, and we'll have the meet and greet and all that stuff. But it's just, again, I remember my days behind the scenes, and it's just like, it just, the whole situation is just wild to me, like the social decorum. And keep in mind, guys, I want you to know, I don't even want to go to the restaurant. It's not about the restaurant. Like, I don't want, I do not want to go to a Michelin star restaurant. It's just like, you have to do it. Like, I have a holiday party every year. I've invited you, Bob. Dusty, you have an invitation. But I invite people every year that I don't want to hang out with. I invite people that I don't want to be in the same room with, but I do it because it's the right thing to do. And I also know they're not going to show up because they also feel that about me. But I do the right thing. I follow the social norms. And so that was really my whole point. And so that this thing kind of blew up the other day, and it's continued to be a thing. And I'm sure by the time the trip to Vancouver is over, things will be better, and we'll move on, and just be a bump in the road.
Yeah, that's what they say. We're talking with Ben Maller, the uninvited Ben Maller, here on 96.5 The Fan. And obviously, Ben, it's a big week. OTAs have officially started phase three. We got guys in their shorts and their helmets. We're doing all kinds of football stuff. Still no Aaron Rodgers on the horizon. My whole philosophy is the Steelers should trade for Kirk Cousins and then leave Aaron Rodgers holding the bag and make him go, what? What?
No, I think they should hire – they should bring in Aaron Rodgers, and then to make Aaron comfortable, they can have Joe Rogan be the strength coach, right? They can have Rogan be the – because that's where Joe hangs out with Aaron. They're buddies. They do the pod together, so they can hang out and be besties and all that. No, I'm all for it. You should be for it, too. You don't want Kirk Cousins in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers is going to be great because it's not going to go well. And whether it's not going to go well on the field or it's not going to go well because Rodgers is going to get into it with the media. And either way, we end up benefiting. We're in the content business, and Aaron Rodgers will do stuff to provide us content. So I'm all for it. I'm willing to wait. I love the fact the Steelers are so desperate that they're willing to allow him to do it. And they've got Terry Bradshaw going on Arkansas radio this week, trashing Aaron Rodgers randomly. That was wild, by the way. That was next level. Does Terry not realize he still has a TV job? He may have to talk to Aaron Rodgers at some point. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that like people still hang on to this, and then there's like so many different, I guess, angles and stories with Rodgers. Do you honestly, when you think about like what you do for a living, do you care if he plays football ever again?
If I wasn't doing this, I no, I don't really.
No,
much
for time. Your job that you currently like, do you care if he plays?
Yeah. Because he's somebody that's he's a public figure, he's controversial, and he's someone people know about, and he'll do things that will help provide content for us. So yeah, I mean, as a talk show host, I want Aaron Rodgers to play in the NFL because it's going to be good for what we do to just make it more spicy and fun covering the NFL and talking about all the different stories. You know, when you get to like week five or six, and things kind of calm down, the excitement of the new season, and you're like, we're looking for things that are interesting, but it's not really the playoff push yet. And then Aaron Rodgers pops up and he's got like some ayahuasca tea that he's giving Mike Tomlin at a news conference or something like that. It makes it more interesting. So
do you think Tomlin will drink the ayahuasca tea? That I'm interested and very intrigued, quite frankly, to see how that dynamic works more than anything.
Well, there seems to be a bromance, if you believe the scuttlebutt, that they've liked each other, they've respected each other and all. It is much different, as we all know, when you're together day in. It's like dating someone and then you get married to them and you got to live in the same house. It's a much different animal. But that's another thing. Mike Tomlin's a great soundbite. He's had suck quarterbacks the last couple of years. Quarterbacks have been terrible, and he's still a great soundbite. So if you give him a name brand quarterback who's washed up like Aaron Rodgers, that's perfect. You know, he's got all the phrases for t-shirts and all that. That's just an add water situation. Just add a little water and you're ready to go.
Ben, I want to ask you this because last night the NBA, once again, an elimination game, which one team just decided not to show up because they were upset that it was 3-1. I'm interested to see what the Knicks do tonight. How much talk in L.A. does Indiana versus Oklahoma City get?
Well, it's one of those things, Dusty, where none, zero, zippo. it's not going to draw any traction. It brings you back to the days when I first started covering the NBA, back in my day, it wasn't that far removed. It was maybe 15 years removed from when the NBA finals were on tape delay. And they still told stories about how the games were so unpopular. And then Magic and Bird came along, and then that changed everything. And then Michael Jordan took the thing. I'll tell you what, though, guys, I will guarantee you, if we get Dusty and Bob, if we get the Pacers and the Thunder, they're going to change the salary cap rules in the NBA. They changed it to accommodate, to make this possible, to make it more possible for the smaller teams, small market teams to get to the NBA Finals. They put all these aprons and salary cap red tape and all these regulations in. And if this is what we get, and if it goes the way it's looking, like there's no one that watched. If you go by the ratings compared to the Knicks, Pacers, and then the West, there's no one in comparison watching the West. And so if you put Oklahoma, which is a good team, they're a really good team. The problem is they're in Oklahoma and they're boring. That's the problem. Like, and I had a guy last night who was messaging me about, well, the Chiefs are in Kansas City and they do very well. Yes, but they have Mahomes as a star. The NFL's a different animal. Travis Kelce, right? That's a glamour team. Oklahoma City, they had a great record. They won 68 games, I think, during the regular season. They're not a glamour team. There's no one. Their top player, great player, SGA, there's nothing. There's no razzle-dazzle to them. There's nothing there. That's the problem.
Ben Maller, I think what's interesting, and we kind of touched on this, is people claim they want parity in sports until we get parity in sports. And then we want the big market teams to be in there because it's cool for Indiana and Oklahoma City. Great. The rest of the country doesn't give a rip. But if the Knicks are involved, if the Lakers are involved, even Dallas, Miami, you know, those are teams that have stories, that have cachet, that have something you can grab onto. The NBA is getting ready to roll into a finals where there's really just nothing interesting about either one of these teams except some dude's dad who's now in a suite.
Yeah, well, the good news for the NBA is they've already signed. They've got all the TV contracts, DocuSigned, for the next few years. So if this turns out to be ratings Armageddon, they've already got the money. The problem is that ESPN is going to have to pay. They're going to have to give make goods because they promised a certain audience for the NBA Finals. That's usually how that works. And they're not going to get that audience, so they're going to have to make that up to the advertisers. And then you look like the next couple of years – they don't have to renegotiate the TV contract for several years, but at some point they're going to have to. And so, like I said, I expect a change and they're going to tweak the rules a little bit and make it where you don't get this matchup. Because this is by far, if we get Oklahoma and Indiana, that is by far the worst matchup ever in the NBA Finals in terms of market size and star power and all of those different variables.
Yep. Ben, before we let you get out of here, back in the 1800s, the South seceded. They're trying to do it again. Is it going to go as well for the SEC as it did for the United States some, you know, 150 years ago?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong, right? Why not? Just go for it. I'm there for the show. I got a bucket of popcorn ready, and I got some snacks, so I'll enjoy the show from over here.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy leaving the country and heading to Vancouver for the weekend, and let us know if you got to that restaurant. Inquiring minds are going to want to know.
Maybe
next
I'll
week.
Stand outside. I'll look through the window while they eat their pee. And their,
maybe we won't call you next week because you know you probably don't want to do this next week.
Well, I'll watch them eat the one little piece of meat and they're like the vegetable, the one vegetable on the plate. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah, don't forget to invite Dusty and I to that party you don't want us at,
or it's over.
Ben Maller with us here on 96.5 The Fan, all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Rob Riggle's in studio with us, and we're going to pick up where Ben Maller left off because he's taking his entire show to Vancouver, Canada, okay, for an event. It's all paid for by some listener in Vancouver wanted him to come up. It's three of them going on this event. Two of them made dinner reservations, not including Ben, who's
what?
The show.
Oh, yeah. How does that happen? That's just cold as ice. I mean, I don't know any of the context clues here, but I hear that. I'm like, well, that's cold as ice.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so he's bringing them along. They're getting this free trip. They said, you wouldn't have liked the food at this restaurant anyway. So we just decided to make the reservation. Didn't ask them, just made the reservation and didn't include them.
Okay. So in a way I kind of understand, like if the guy is like, I don't eat fish,
right,
period. Then they're probably like, well, he's not going to come with us to this seafood place. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I'm like, I kind of get that. But then at the same time, my Kansas City in me would say, but maybe we should find a restaurant we can all eat at.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's not like he has an allergy at this place. Yeah. He has like a shellfish allergy, yeah, or something like that, where you're, yeah, like, hey, we're doing in your best interest to keep you from hiving,
yes,
out, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
But, yeah, but it wasn't like that.
No, it was, we're going over here, you go over there.
Right. That's exactly what it was. Like, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be going on this,
yeah,
trip, right? They're kind of riding his coattails into this,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they're... He takes him to Vancouver and gets ditched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? That ain't cool.
It's as cold as ice.
So what's new in your world, man? It's good to see you once a year. You come in and we do the Big Slick every year, and it gets bigger and better every single year.
Yes.
And there's always some fun stuff going on. What's new with you these days?
Well, there's a lot going on with me personally, just as far as, like, I have a book coming out.
I saw that. Yeah.
I'm going to have a book coming out on Veterans Day this year. So that'll be fun. It's been I probably wouldn't have started writing the thing if I would have known how long and painful it
really
is to write
just
a book.
Just use AI and make them write it.
Well, no. Now AI, but when I started it. But this weekend is all about Big Slick.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm back in Kansas City. It's our 16th year of doing Big Slick. And we're just, for me, it's one of the best weekends of the year. You know, I get to come home, I get to be with family and friends, and I get to do what I believe is some very important work. And if you ever spend any time down at Children's Mercy Hospital, you'll understand what I'm talking about. The doctors, the nurses, the patients, the parents, the administrators, everybody involved in that hospital. It's one of the best hospitals in America, and it's right here in Kansas City.
Yeah, and you guys have done such a great job, and not just putting it on the map, but raising the money necessary. And, you know, my kid's been in there for, I think everybody who's had children has been to Children's Mercy at some point in time. You just see the difference. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, God forbid you have to go there, but if you do, thank God it's there, because they do the most amazing work, not only for treatment, but research. You know, they're really finding unbelievable solutions to problems. They're saving children today that just 5 years ago they couldn't save. You know, so the progress they're making. You know, when you talk about cancer and pediatric cancer, it's slow. It's, you know, it needs to be eradicated yesterday, right? But it is progress. Progress is being made. It might be glacial, but progress is being made. All you have to do is go look at the data. Go back and look 20 years what the survival rates were compared to today. That's progress. But it shows also that if we keep pushing and we keep doing what we're doing, it's very realistic to think we could beat this in our lifetimes. So we just got to keep pushing.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So that's what this weekend is about. It's about fighting pediatric cancer and helping Children's Mercy Hospital, which is a Kansas City jewel, keep their doors open and keep them doing the good work they do, because they don't turn anybody away.
Right.
Which means they require a lot of independent financing.
So. Well, which is also good too for this, because as we know, you know, childhood cancer only gets 3% of the funding. And so all this money that you guys are raising is going right to that. I mean, it's got to be a huge chunk of their budget, you know?
I don't know their budget, but I hope it contributes, and I hope it does make an impact. That's always my hope. And, you know, when we started this thing 16 years ago, it was just Paul, Jason, and myself and our families. Mm-hmm. And we were winging it. We didn't really know what we were doing. We held a poker tournament. That's why it's called the Big Slick.
Right.
And so it was a poker tournament to begin with. And then after we got done with the poker tournament, we kind of went down. We just kind of meandered down to the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino.
Yeah.
And we kind of had a little auction. But we didn't have anything to auction. Like, we had a Triumph motorcycle that we auctioned off.
Rob's belly button lint, and, you know.
Basically, and I had, like, some tickets to The Daily Show, because I think I was on The Daily Show at the time. And that was about it. And that was at the Voodoo Lounge, and our goal was to raise $50,000, and we ended up raising $100,000. So we thought, wow, we really did, you know, a good job here. Like, we doubled what we thought we were going to do. So we all looked at each other and said, well, same time next year, let's do it again, right? And so and that's how it started. And now, this last year, in the year 15, we raised $3.9 million in one weekend. And we're at the T-Mobile Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and this thing's morphed. You know, it's been a poker tournament. It was a bowling thing. We always have the softball game out at the K on Friday. And then the show, you know, the show and auction on Saturday night. It sold out last year, so we added more tickets this year. But those are about to sell out. I think there's still a couple hundred left. So if you want to come Saturday night, we try to put together the best show we can for you. I call it a variety show of sorts.
Yeah.
We got Adam Ray and Fortune doing some comedy. We've got Blake Voigt doing some magic, and we've got some musical acts, and, you know, probably some sketches and some good times. It's a great place to go have a drink and support Children's Mercy Hospital.
Do you do cliche things when you come back to Kansas City, like go to a barbecue joint or go?
Oh, that's not cliche to me. Okay. That's like coming home. So
everybody always, you know, gives us crap where it's like, where should we go? Oh yeah, of course, barbecue or whatever it may be, or go to a game of some sort.
I've got my favorite. I've got a short list of favorite restaurants that I really only tap into when I'm in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely come back, and I have, my barbecue joints that I like. You know, I got to spend a little time here. Mm-hmm. I got to spend a little time. Yeah. You know, I'm over at Slaps. I'm over at Q39. I'm over at Joe's. I still, you know, I love Jack Stack down on the plaza. Mm-hmm. And even like certain restaurants, you know. And if I go out south, I love the hibachi out there, the Kyoto. Mm-hmm. And I got to have some chicken fingers at Jay Alexander. So, you know, I just do certain things that are, you know, what I got to do. And then, of course, if I can get to the K or Arrowhead or any of these things, that's always part of the trip.
Right. Yeah. Has anything been better than that year you guys had Bruce Chen and Gene Lamont? I mean, I know we talk about that all the time, but I don't know that there's anything funnier in my life than watching you guys, Gene, Gene Lamont, and come on, Chen.
That we were lucky enough to get into the dugout suites early in this whole thing.
They haven't let you back in there since then, have they?
Well, they do give us the stink eye. And you know, we would, you know, midway, you know, sixth inning, seventh inning, you're a couple beers in, you know, so you're enjoying the game. And I think Will Ferrell was with us that year. Yep. And when things like that happen, it's just good old fashioned. And I don't want to call it heckling because people don't know how to heckle. People, you know, they don't have any boundaries or they don't have a sense of humor. So some people, when they heckle, it's just rude or it's just mean. Mm-hmm. I think clever heckling is fun, you know? So singing about Gene, that's Bush League, Lamont. You know, Lamont, the only reason Gene Lamont came up was because he was the third base coach for the Detroit Tigers.
Yes.
And his name was so prominent on his jersey. And we were in the third base dugout suite. So he was like, his back was just 10 feet away from us. So the whole night we're like, come on, Lamont. You know, we're just picking on Lamont. And that's all we really said to him was, come on, Lamont. That's Bush League, man. Right. Send him, you know, hold him up. You know, and Lamont wouldn't give us the time of day until I think Johnny Damon, who was playing for him, ran out and kind of whispered in his ear, like, it's just, you know, Riggle and Sudeikis and Rudd and Farrell. And he kind of turned. And when he finally turned and gave us a little like nod,
right,
we exploded like it was the Super Bowl. You know, we're like, Lamont. Then he became our hero.
Right.
You know, and we were, because every time he'd walk out from the dugout to the third base box, we would do the, you know, Gene Lamont, Gene, da, 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 da. We'd do the Darth Vader march music, just all this stuff. And then, of course, Bruce Chen was on the mound.
Right.
So, you know, we were screaming at Chen, you know, come on, Chen. And really, that's all we screamed was, come on, Chen, you know, or, you know, that's Bush League, Lamont. Those were the only heckles. But we did it with such ferocity that, and it still sticks with us today. We still at the end of the seventh inning stretch when we sing that song, the you know, Take Me Out to the Ballpark.
Right.
We always end with Gene Lamont. The whole it always ends with Gene Lamont.
Well,
still to this day,
he was hired by the Pirates like 2 weeks ago.
Was he really?
Yes.
God, but he is the journeyman of Major League Baseball. He's been around. He was with the Royals.
He was
with the Royals because I remember when he was finally with us. We were like, he's with us now,
right?
And this sweet baseball man. He's just a true blue baseball man, and he just one night decided to be the third base, or he was the third base because one night that just happened to be the night
we were
there.
I just love that he thought you guys were regular fans. Then all of a sudden he turns around and realizes you guys are, you know, actors. He's like, oh wow, they're talking to me now. It's fine. All of a sudden it's cool that it's Riggle and Sudeikis and Rudd.
His little acknowledgement though, his little tip of the hat, like the little I know, I hear you.
Right.
That was enough for us to be like, ah, Lamont,
we win, you lose. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. So you do a lot of comedy roles. Who do you feel right now is one of the funniest people on the planet?
Oh my gosh. There's so many great people out there. So comedy to me, it gets put in a lot of different categories, comedic acting, stand up, sketch, you know, there's, improv, there's all kinds of different, but I'm enjoying, I always enjoy Nate Bargatze, who came to the Big Slick. Mm-hmm. He's a funny guy, great observations, great storytelling ability. And just to, genuinely a nice guy. He's a good one. Shane Gillis, I think, is really, really funny. I like the cast of SNL now. I think
Weekend Update's perfect.
I think they've got a really good group out there.
Yeah.
And Heidi leading the charge. Mm-hmm. I think she's fantastic.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's really great. So there's a lot of great comedians out there. Just, and that's a beautiful thing, too, because, you know, there's different strokes for different folks.
Right.
You know, some people like a little louder, brasher, maybe a little more blue. Some people like it clean and a little more low-key. You can't go wrong. You're going to find a comedian you like out there.
I love it awkward. Yeah. Like Tim Robinson is a guy that I find.
Oh, Tim. So I went and saw Friendship.
Oh, how is it?
It's classic. It's just what it's I think you should go turn into a movie.
I think you should leave.
I think you should leave. Yeah.
Either way. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, my kids and I watch, I think you should leave.
Oh my gosh.
And we quote that top to bottom. And when I was at SNL 50th, he was there.
Oh, nice.
And I'm a big fan of his, right? So I saw him from across the room in the studio. The studio is pretty small, but I couldn't get to him. So I literally just pointed at him because we made eye contact, and I pointed at him, and he did the, me? And I was like, yeah, you. And he kind of goes, yeah? And I did the old, you know, hand heart signal where I showed him. I was like, I love you. You know, I was mouthing the words, I love you. And he was like, seriously? And so like we had this bromance from across the room, and then at the end of the show we're down on the stage, and I finally got to tell him. I'm so glad you mentioned that because I didn't want to forget him. Tim is fantastic. When he's screaming about his shirts, Dan Flashes.
Oh yeah,
like I could watch that all day.
Oh, for sure,
all day. His, to me, I always like certain comedy games. I like Arrogant Ignorance. I like this. But the overreaction is always going to be one of my favorite comedy bits in the world, and nobody does it better than he does.
I don't know. He was one of those things I just kind of like was told by a friend that had a really good sense of humor. He's like, you should watch this show. It's dry. There's hits. There's misses. Yeah. There's whatever. And when I saw
Hello, Dad. Yeah. I got good news and I got bad news. Good news is mom's still alive. Bad news is she's sleeping with my boss, Raj, King of the Slams.
And that's just like, to me, that in the egg scene. Like, dude, what are you doing? I don't know. I've never made it this far. It's a new day. But I just always wonder.
So the guy that was playing his boss, Brian McCann, used to be one of the, I think was one of the head writers for Conan.
Okay.
I've known him for a long time too. So it's just funny to see all the people that are involved in the sketches and stuff.
I always find it awesome, like when you do something that's done very well that you do and to take time and go see other people do it their way and kind of see how they've done something that you didn't even think of, that like, you know, maybe you had in your plan and you see somebody execute it and you're like, that guy's doing what he's doing and it's well
done. It's so funny because in the comedy world, I think there's two types of people. There's people that get jealous and there's people who just love and admire. I hope I fall into that category because I love to see funny stuff and I love to see people nailing it when they nail it or whatever and I'm laughing. Oh, sign me up.
Yeah,
nice. I could watch that all day because I'm a fan of comedy.
Oh, you have a day like today? Yeah. I think you should leave. No clouds or
Oh my gosh. Exactly. And it's so funny too. I like watching my kids watch it.
Oh yeah,
because they just love it and they walk around quoting.
And how old are they?
21 and 17.
Oh, perfect.
And so I quote it with them. Oh, you know, and now it's a thing we all share, you know, which is wonderful.
You got to have those things, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever had the reverse for you though, where somebody's like, I love you. And you're like, oh my God, you like me.
Yeah. When I was at SNL 50th, I got to meet a lot of people that I spent the whole night going, oh my God, I'm the biggest fan of you. Oh my God, I'm the biggest fan of you. Without trying to be overly gross about it, but at the same time, letting them know, I really appreciate them. And it was nice to hear them say nice things back.
Yeah, you're seeing with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum and Jump Street. I mean, to this day, tears, man. Like, what's the matter there, bud? Huh? You doing all right over there?
I got to give Jonah a lot of credit too, because he kind of gave me the green light because not only was he star of that movie, he produced on it, so he was given a lot of, you know, he's like, go for it, man. You know, whatever you're thinking, what are you thinking right now? I'm like, well, I want to do this. He goes, then do it. You know, it. Then like, do
so
it.
How much of the movie stuff is improv?
A lot.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
There's a lot. Now, you have to have, so it was explained to me by Adam McKay, who's an Academy Award winning director, but basically you have the script. The studio paid for the script. That's what they paid. They paid a guy probably $1 million for that script. Mm-hmm. So that's what at the end of the day, the director is responsible that those words are on film somewhere, somehow, some way. Because that's what the studio paid for. So the director will say, all right, action. You do it as scripted. Then he comes in and gives you notes. That was great. Maybe do it a little faster. Don't pick up the coffee cup. Whatever the notes are, right? Do it again. Second time with notes. Now he's got it in the can twice as per contract. Then he goes, all right, now what do you got? You know, now, let's go for it. You know, and they're like, okay, I want to come in with my pants down and I want to do this or whatever. Do it, you know? And then the shit starts going crazy. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Oh,
that's all right. We're on YouTube. Keep it going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Don't worry about it, Mac.
Then the stuff starts going crazy.
We're on FM now. So that's what I've always wanted to know, because I've heard, and whether you like the guy or not, Chevy Chase was all improv and all this kind of stuff. And I love why am I drawing a blank of the name? Whose Line Is It Anyway? On TV, kind of stuff. Like that's kind of my wheelhouse. And so when I hear that more and more movies are this way, like it makes me happy, because I think you're right. A script is something you got to have. Like, we have a script, but
especially at the studio level, you know, because they pay a lot. That's a big business proposition. You know, they're in for tens of millions of dollars on this thing. So they want things somewhat controlled. But at the same time, I think everybody understands that you get a lot of your golden moments from the brain of the character and the actor and the comedian.
Yeah.
Because they'll find themselves in a situation and they're like, my character would do this at this moment. But it might not be on the page.
Right.
But they do it and you're like, oh, that works so beautifully.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
How many people come to you and just go, pow? Like every time.
Does that get old?
It's flattering.
Good.
It's flattering. I'm glad they enjoyed it. I'm glad, it's quotable.
Yeah.
I grew up, I can quote chapter and verse almost every comedy from the 80s and 90s.
Right.
Because that's what I grew up on, you know? Mm. I mean, Three Amigos,
fantastic.
Stripes, Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, Dumb and Dumber, just go down the list of Kingpin, there's so many quotables. Ernie McCracken was one of my favorite characters of all time.
Greatest villain of all time.
In cinema history, Ernie McCracken should have been nominated.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski, John Goodman should have been nominated. They don't give out awards for comedies. They need to make a new category in the Academy.
But what movies hang on all the time? It's the comedies that people always go back to.
That's the ones they quote. They don't go back and quote a lot of dramas. Not often.
Not often.
They'll quote.
I See Dead People may be the most quotable drama line, right?
Right. But it's usually in a parody situation that they quote it, right? If anybody's quoting a line that I've done in a movie, I think it's wonderful. It makes me happy because I get to be part of that, lexicon.
Have I told you the Dynamite story before? I think I've shared this with Dusty before. Years ago, J.J. Walker came in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, great. Oh, fantastic, man. Yeah,
Dynamite.
Right, yeah, I don't say that. I go, what do you mean you don't say that? Yeah, I charge $10,000 to say that.
What?
I said, well, then we don't really need to have you here.
That's a thing?
Yes. He goes, I charge $10,000 to have... to say this. I'm like, oh my God. So you're going to come in studio where you're
maybe
known.
Maybe that's a clever way for him never to have to say it again.
True, it could be, right? So the next week we had, I think it's Tim Herter who played Banyan Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Josh, or whatever his name is, right? Yeah. Sorry, I forgot his name. Banyan's, right? And he goes, gold, Jerry, it's gold. And I said to him, I go, would you mind saying that? Yeah. And he goes, no, hell no. He goes, my dad told me, he goes, one day you're going to make a living out of doing something like this. He goes, I go to my mailbox every day and there's a check in it. I'll say it all the time. And I'm like, so one guy refusing to say his line. That's why I'm glad you're like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Yeah, I think I want to assume that he just hit his breaking point of saying Dynamite.
Probably.
And he was like, I can't say that word again. I'm going to go crazy. So he's like, fine, now it's $10,000. So nobody asked me to do it anymore.
Could be.
That's my best guess at that.
Yeah.
But people will ask me to do it and I do it. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. So you're a busy guy. One more time, there's still tickets available for this event.
It's Big Slick weekend. We hope Kansas City shows up. They always show up. They've been wonderful. That's why, other than the COVID years, we've been able to top ourselves almost every year.
Yeah.
So our goal is whatever last year's raise was, $1 more, you know? Obviously, we want to do better than that,
but
we always want to try to top ourselves. That's the goal, and we've been very successful.
And will Taylor Swift be there this year?
Ah, isn't that the question?
Did you ever think 16 years ago this would be the hotbed of, like, celebrity lifestyle now?
No, but that's the thing. Like, it's an old Marine Corps motto, but it's crawl, walk, run. And we started, we just started small but we just kept the foot on the gas. That's the thing. We never chilled, we never said, whatever. We just said, okay, let's just keep going and build and build. And we crawled, and then we walked, and now we're running, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And it's for Children's Mercy. So.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate the time and having you come in, Rob. It was really awesome to have you for this segment of the radio station. Before you leave,
I'm not in trouble at all.
No,
we should be able to look at a little porn at work.
Couldn't agree more, Tim. Rob, we appreciate the time. Have a good event this weekend, dude. We appreciate everything you can. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.